Golf Talk America is headed to Augusta April 2nd through April 8th as we will be doing live shows from the Masters. Visit primesport.com/masters to secure your Augusta badges, hotel packages, and even hospitality access now.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Well, hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. It is Wednesday, March the 28th, and we're coming at you once again with another great show talking about what's happening this week on the PGA Tour. And, of course, everybody who wants to play is playing in Houston. I say wants to play. Who's eligible and wants to play, playing in Houston at the Houston Open. We'll talk about that coming up. And, of course, that all leads to the next week, which is the first major of the year, the Masters Championship, that a lot of people that are playing in Houston are there for that reason, to prepare for or to become eligible if they happen to win for the Masters Championship. We're going to be talking a little bit with Russ Holden. He, of course, former caddy on the PGA Tour, also heads up caddy for Cure, does a lot of great work for a lot of special people. We'll talk about that with Russ in just a bit as well. He's also heading to Augusta for a big week of events with caddy for Cure. As always, Frank Bassett joins us from the Nashville studios. Frank, how are you doing today?
Yo, 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 what's up?
You're good.
It's pouring down rain. What do you expect from Nashville?
It's pouring down rain.
Well, what is that? The song "It Never Rains in California" was written here.
You know it was. Yeah,
it was written right here in Nashville because they were miserable.
It never rains in Nashville.
It never rains in California.
I didn't realize that. Now, by the way, we just heard in the opening here that in addition to Russ heading to Augusta, Golf Talk America also will be in the beautiful piney woods of Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, we will be doing live shows from Prime Sport is our title sponsor for the week. Thank you, Prime Sport.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing live shows from the Northwood Club. Prime Sport has the Executive Club, the Foundation Club, and the Northwood Club. We'll be at the Northwood Club. Some of the Sirius XM guys will be over at Executive Club, and we'll be swapping around. Katrick's going to come over and do some stuff. We're going to go do some stuff with them. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of events. And one of the big events that's going to occur on that Monday night, Tim, is the Caddy Bash. And that's to benefit Caddy for a Cure, the charity that Russ Holden founded and is the head of. And Russ is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, good morning, Frank and Tim. Great to be with you. It's not raining here in South Florida, and I hope that goes just a little bit further north up to Augusta. But lovely weather down here in South Florida.
Oh, man, I'm so jealous. I wish I was down there. I know I whine a lot on the air, but it does. It just rains here in Nashville. It's been the wettest and the coldest winter we've had since Lincoln was president. So maybe I should have said Andrew Jackson, since he's from here. And that's why Andrew Jackson died young, because it's probably pneumonia from this weather.
But I digress.
Anyway.
Yeah. So enough about dying.
Hey, Russ, what's going on, man? I mean, tell us about Caddy for a Cure for our listeners to understand exactly, you know, when you founded it, what it's all about, and then I want to roll into talking about what we're going to do together at Augusta.
Hey, thanks, Frank. We've been doing Caddy for a Cure now for 15 years. As you mentioned, I had the great privilege of being able to caddy for two-time Masters champion Bernhard Langer. I was the head professional at the club where he resides here down in South Florida in Boca Raton at Woodfield Country Club, and just had that good fortune of being in the right place at the right time. And Bernhard and I hit it off in the late 80s after he won his first Masters championship. And I'd done everything in the world of golf. I'd been a golf professional, a PGA member for many, many years, and I cleaned carts, I cleaned clubs, I did everything. I'd never caddied once in my life until he invited me to fill in one week for his longtime caddy, Peter Coleman from England, and I was bit. I loved it. I had a great time, and I became a thorn in Bernhard's side, and asking to switch off anytime Peter wanted a week off, I would surely take the bag. And then in 2001, Pete resigned full-time, and I was in again the right place at the right time, and he asked me to come on out as a little experiment, and ended up being many, many years, and we had a great time, and it was great to work for one of the greatest, really, in the history of the game. while I was at Woodfield Country Club, I had been touched by a rare bone marrow disorder called Fanconi anemia. One of my assistants has two children with the rare disease, and I was so touched by it. We were literally living, breathing, and dying with this disease, and I knew that somehow, somewhere, I wanted to make a difference in this disease. So when I was out there caddying that second stint, when I was doing it full time, here I was rubbing shoulders with Tiger and Phil and Sergio and all the great players of our golf world. And I knew that guys like Frank and Tim would want to make a donation in order to be able to trade places with me for a day. I just felt a lot of envy walking up and down those great fairways of Augusta and Shinnecock and all the other great places we were going to. So I went to the tour and asked them permission, and we laid out a business plan for them and got our 501c3 status. And here we are 15 years later, still providing experiences. As recent as last week at Bay Hill, we had Adam Scott. We had a couple of guys come down from Canada. It was a great time. We had a wounded service member escorting on the bag. And a couple of weeks before, we had Billy Horschel. We've got Ricky Fowler coming up. We've got Rory McIlroy coming up and a bunch of other great players for this year. The key thing was in 2005 with Caddy for a Cure. We were at the Valero Texas Open right next to the Brooks Medical Center, and the PGA Tour, being very military patriotic and military appreciative, walked six young men down the range that had all lost legs. And I was so touched by that. You know, they did that for us to be able to have our freedoms and our liberties and be able to stand out on that range and be able to hit golf balls as freely as we can. And I had an idea, you know, that if Frank or Tim were to come on out and make a donation, why couldn't you be escorted by a wounded service member? So starting in 2006, now for 12 years, we've been finding young men and women who have served our country and offering these great experiences. We bring them in and we get them all outfitted from our great sponsor at Under Armour and many of our other sponsors like Aftershocks and Ortho Golfer, and get them all set up. And they come out and we introduce them to the game. If they already play, they're going to meet it at the highest levels and hopefully they'll play more. And if they don't play, we're introducing them right at the highest level just to start out. So it's a great story, and it's been a great time, and we certainly appreciate the PGA Tour and all the tournament directors and what they've allowed us to be able to do over the last 15 years.
Well, it's, you know, Tim, I've seen it for myself. I mean, I've been with Russ at other events. He grabbed our congressman from his district in South Florida when we were at the Honda Classic, not this past year, but year before, and had an opportunity to interview him. And, of course, he was a wounded service veteran also. So it is very touching. Graham McDowell, I believe, that year was you had somebody on his bag, Russ.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It was Graham, yeah. GMAC was out there.
Yeah,
and
we had
Brian. Brian's a former Army Ranger. He lost both his legs in a bomb incident in Afghanistan. And has wanted to continue to serve his country, and as you mentioned, ran for the 18th Congressional District down here in South Florida, and he won. And there he is, an active sitting congressman, and he came out to support Caddy for a Cure and the Honda Classic, and it was great to have him there.
It was really great. I really enjoyed doing the interview with him afterwards. We went inside, Tim, and sat down. And Brian's last name, it's escaping me right
Mast.
Now. Mast, Brian Mast.
Mast.
Congressman Mast was very cordial, very nice. He had two guys in dark suits with earpieces in that were with him, too. So you didn't want to mess with him. But I did ask him, Tim, I said, hey, can you get me on Congressional as a joke? And he thought I was serious. He's like, well, yeah, sure I can, I guess, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
Sure.
But that was fun. But I got to experience, long story short here, you know me, I go off the rails. Got to experience what Caddy for a Cure does. Got to meet Russ's lovely wife. They're all in for this thing, Tim. I mean, they are all in for Caddy for a Cure. And at Augusta, I'm going to let I'm going to let Russ talk about it a little bit. We have a special event that if you're going to be in the area, you can come to. You can buy a ticket and come to a very special event with a lot of VIP type folks that are going to be there on Monday night. Russ, tell our listeners about Monday night, what we're going to do.
Yeah, thanks. We've got a big one. This is our second annual. Last year, our friends over at Azalea Hospitality hosted us, and this year we're moving over to your new friends and our host as well. Prime Sport is putting us up at the Executive Club on Monday evening, And we're going to have Caddy Bash, our second annual Caddy Bash, open to the public. Got a great evening set up. We're going to have all the TVs on for the watch the NCAA game. There's going to be a bunch of the caddies that are working at Augusta. I think we have a list of almost 15 right now that are going to show up. And I know I've got a bunch of invites out to a bunch of other people, other caddies as well. They're going to be there. But the big news on this is we've got we're going to do a little interview that night, one-on-one. You're going to see it live. And we've got a guy that has been a little bit in the news here lately, caddying pretty good for a left-handed guy with pink shafts, Teddy Scott. So my good pal Teddy's going to be there, and we're going to talk a little golf, a little Masters, a little Bubba. Teddy as well, he is going to be joined by world-class instructor and teacher Sean Foley. I talked to Sean at Bay Hill, asked him if he'd stop by, and he couldn't say yes fast enough. So we're going to have an incredible evening one-on-one with Sean Foley, Ted Scott, and a bunch of the Masters caddies are going to be there. And we've got food, we've got drinks, we've got everything. And it's all really to support Caddy for a Cure. So any of your listeners out there, if you're going to be in town, come on by the Executive Club. It's just blocks from Magnolia Lane and a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Is there anything they can do prior to this to get advanced tickets, or do they just have to show up at the door?
Well, they can do both. You can go to our site, caddyforacure.com, and we spell it with a Y, C-A-D-D-Y-F-O-R-A-C-U-R-E, caddyforacure.com, all spelled out. You'll see links right there if you want to do the forward slash. It's caddyforacure.com/caddybash. You can purchase your tickets right now. We'll have also a gate set up, if you will, at the door. Space is somewhat limited. It'll hold a couple hundred people there, and it's going to be a really great night. We've got some auction items up for sale. We've got a raffle going on. David Ledbetter committed yesterday to a two-hour golf lesson with him. We've got a lesson with Sean Foley. We've got our good friends at French Lick have donated. Brendan came up with an incredible package of a three-day, two-night stay at French Lick up in Indiana with four rounds of golf, both on the Ross and the Dye courses, as well as all your accommodations. That's going to be in the raffle, and
that's worth a lot of money.
Other great stuff.
Yeah, that's worth that. Oh, that French Lick package is about a $4,000 to $5,000 package.
It certainly is. You know, one of the world's greatest places. Too.
It is. The people at French Lick are fabulous. The whole staff there. Brendan, of course, is a close personal friend and a fill-in when Tim Matthews isn't around for this show. But they are always, French Lick always donates and gives and gives and gives. So kudos and good on French Lick Resort. So now Monday night is the Caddy Bash, is what it's called. And we're all going to be there for that. It's going to be a great time. The basketball games are going to be on, too, so it won't interfere with that. What, after that, does Russ Holden have coming up with Caddy for a Cure?
Well, we have a bunch of great things coming up. We've got Bryson DeChambeau going to be at Hilton Head. That's still available right now. We had a person back out of that situation, so that has opened up Bryson's bag. If you're listening and you'd like to caddy for him on Wednesday of the RBC Heritage Classic, we'd love to have you. We've got a wounded service member all set and ready to go to escort you. We've got Rory McIlroy just committed to us at Bay Hill that he's going to be at the Northern Trust later in the year up at Ridgewood in New Jersey, a great Tillinghast design that just a fabulous place. Peter Maley and his staff up there really run just a fabulous event at the FedEx Playoffs. And there'll be many, many, many other players. Ricky Fowler, as I mentioned, going to be with us in Charlotte at the Wells Fargo. I've got a service member coming in there, as well as a lady. Believe it or not, a lady stepped up on that. Our good friend, the Tracy's from up in New Jersey. Paul wanted his lovely wife, Sarah, to experience Caddy for a Cure. He's caddied twice in the program for Lee Westwood. So Sarah's going to come, and she's going to be escorted by a wounded service member. So it's going to be quite a time in Charlotte.
Wow, that's amazing stuff there, Russ. And by the way, we're joined by Russ Holden with Caddy for a Cure. I'm just curious, you're listing all the different golfers that people might have a chance to caddy for. You mentioned Bryson DeChambeau. Do you have to have a certain IQ if you're going to caddy for Bryson? Not just anybody can caddy
with
that
guy,
can
they? You're out.
Yeah.
You're
I have
out,
no chance,
now.
Do I?
No chance.
No chance.
No. No, he's a smart
guy. Only if you want to talk to him.
He's
really brilliant. He is really an articulate young man that not only obviously all the science and everything that he's put into his golf swing, but just a terrific young man. You know, he's mature well beyond his years. He gets it. You know, he met Christian and Kalen, those two boys that I talked to you about earlier, which are, they're both now our national spokesmen. And they were at Harbortown last year with us. And Bryson, you know, you can just tell if people get it. And they came over and saw Christian and Kalen, and Bryson took about 10 minutes with them and just couldn't stop talking. And they had some Sharpie personalized pens and their business cards and everything, and Bryson used those all week. And, you know, like I said, you can just tell when somebody gets it. And I look for great things from Bryson DeChambeau, not only just on the golf course, but off the golf course. This young man's going to do great things in golf. And PJ Tour's lucky and proud. It should be very proud to have a young man like this excelling the way he is.
Yeah, there's no doubt he is a special young man. I had an opportunity to spend about an hour with him in Memphis several years ago when he was playing in the FedEx St. Jude Classic. And he was staying at a good friend of mine's house right there on number 18 fairway. So we kind of hung out over there by the pool and just talked. And he let me swing his clubs. And I'm like, a wedge at that length, I couldn't do it. I mean, it was tough, but boy, he makes it work pretty well. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be at RBC also, Russ. So maybe we'll do something together up there. If we can help, let me know. We'll be happy to support you any way we can.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. We look forward to seeing you guys at Augusta next week. It's going to be a great week. And you know, one thing we have really big going on next week that I failed to mention is, once again, those two boys, Christian and Kalen. Kalen's in the fight for his life right now. He just was diagnosed with oral cancer and had a major surgery and had his tongue removed and some other major 14-hour surgery here just a couple of months ago. And, you know, when Bubba Watson heard about this, he's real good friends with the boys. He plays Call of Duty with them and a bunch of Xbox games off course. He's befriended these two young men, and they're just very affectionate, wonderful young guys that they're just so wonderful. And Bubba loves these guys. So when he heard about Kalen, he wanted to give them a milestone. When he heard that he was having that surgery, he said, let's do something really special for him. And he offered up his bag at the par 3 contest at Augusta on Wednesday. So the Collins family are coming in full strength on Wednesday, and both Christian and Kalen are going to be on the bag with Bubba's son, Caleb. So the three of them are going to carry the Masters Champions bag and stuff on Wednesday at the par 3 contest, and we're going to be there in full support of Kalen Strong, and we're rooting for him to get over this and beat cancer right now.
Very nice. Very nice. Awesome. Hey, Russ Holden, again, with Caddy for a Cure. If I can, Russ, I'm kind of curious, as your background as a caddy before you got into Caddy for a Cure, and we see more and more caddies are, well, look at Bones. He's on the air now. They're celebrities. I mean, it's really elevated itself to a different level, hasn't it, as the, I guess, the prestige of the tour and the prestige of some of the top players has risen as well. Life on the tour as for a caddy, you said you fell in love with it, and it was wonderful. Give some people just a sense of, people pretty much just see you guys carrying a bag, sometimes throwing up some grass, pulling out a pad of paper, reading it for the guys. What's a week in the life of a guy on tour as a caddy?
It's hard work. I can tell you that, you know, every player is different. The gentleman that I work for is a very hard worker, as we all know. Bernhard may be, you know, one of the hardest workers in the history of the game, and does quite a bit of strategic planning. Everything that he does is laid out and planned for. But, you know, what I'm always touched by is the level and quality of person who's out there on the tour right now caddying, whether it be good players, or so many really good players out there, guys that, you know, if they wanted to put the bag down, Damon Green comes to mind. Paul Tesori was a great player, had his tour card played. Joe Scovron for Ricky Fowler, another really good player. There's a bunch of really good players. But most importantly, all the guys that are out there caddying, for the most part, are incredibly articulate, well-educated, really sharp individuals. And they're out there with a really hard job where there's literally millions and millions of dollars at stake. And the profession of professional caddying at the highest levels has advanced, decades right now, where you would have dinner with virtually every caddy out on the PGA Tour. There's a bunch of great men and women that are out there that are caddying. They do a great job for their players, and it's hard. You're living in hotels, and you're traveling the same routes that the players are traveling, and it's a little bit of a gypsy lifestyle from town to town, but a great one. Boy, there's nothing, if you can't play for a living, there's nothing, it's what Mount Bell used to say, it's the next best thing to be in there, to be out there and to have the chance to win, where, you know, help your player win a green jacket or win a U.S. Open or win any tour event. It's an awesome profession, and but hard, very difficult, hard physical labor, hard
but
work.
It's also become very rewarding. I mean, the money now that is being made by the players, and then a percentage of that getting to the caddies, for some of these top caddies that are playing or caddying for the top players, it's a whole different lifestyle. It kind of seemed like it was a bit of a ski bum lifestyle way back when, but now these guys are doing, if they're lucky enough again to be in the right bag, they're doing pretty well, fortunately, financially, aren't they?
Well, they are. I've applied several times to be Ted Scott's financial manager, and he continues to turn me down for obvious reasons. But yeah, I mean, you know, a typical every deal, every arrangement between player and caddy is different. But a typical deal is usually 5% of anything your player wins, 7.5% for a top 10, and typical 10% of a winner's share if you do happen to win. So again, those vary, and there's typically a weekly salary in there that'll cover your bare expenses and whatnot. But you know, you can do the math. If Bubba wins $1.7 million, it's actually a couple of years good salary for many working people in this country. And but trust me, there's a lot of skill that goes along with it. There's so many caps that you have to wear with being a psychologist, with being a nutritionist, with being an agronomist, a meteorologist. There's so many things that go into it, as well as just that camaraderie. You know, can you get along with your player? You know, do you know when to speak and when not to speak? Do you know when to try to pump them up and when to try to pump them down a little bit if he's jacked up and, you know, things are going awry? And, you know, there's a lot to it. And, you know, my hat's off to any one of these people that get to the top and be able to caddy and win these big amounts.
Well, our hat's off to you for what you've done, my friend. I mean, for what you do and your family giving back the way you do, kudos on you, because it's for real. And you work, I know how hard you work, and you work really hard to make Caddy for a Cure be a success for those in need. And our heart goes out to you, and our support 100% from Golf Talk America.
Well, thank you. My old friend Zig Ziglar used to have a thing where he used to have a little coin, and it had two it, and it was round, and he would hand it to you, and he would say, "Now it's time for you to get round to it." And when we sat down 15 years ago, we just wanted to help. And, you know, so many people say, "Oh, that's great, and we want to help and everything." And the only thing we did different was we got round to it, and we went ahead and tried to do it, and here we are still doing it. So we're happy, and we're pleased, and we're privileged to be able to do this. I pinch myself every week. There I was walking with Adam Scott last week and watching our two caddies have a great time, seeing that young man who'd served 20 years for our country, having the time of his golf life, and you just kind of sit back and go, ah, that was cool.
Yeah.
So we're happy to be here.
Yeah, well, walking with Adam Scott, I'm sure that there were thousands of females also that were wanting to be out there walking with him. He's pretty popular with the ladies as far as a good-looking gal on tour, and he's every bit as nice as he is a good-looking gal on tour. So Adam Scott's a special person. And we.
Hey, Russ, tell us again the website for people that want to go to check out more for Caddy for a Cure.
Absolutely. Caddyforacure.com, CaddyForACure, caddyforacure.com. You can see all the players we have coming up. You can read a lot about the testimonies of past years, you know, with great experiences with Jack Nicklaus and Jordan Spieth and Phil Mickelson, and see some of the people's comments on their experiences with Caddy for Cure, all the charities we support, a lot about our wounded. We have Operation Warrior Golf on there, the academy that we do online for our wounded veterans, men and women around around the world. They can send in golf lessons from anywhere, as well as some of our great sponsors like Under Armour and Golf Talk America and many others, Aftershocks, a new one that we just added on, some great bone conduction headphones. Go to caddyforacure.com, and if you don't see your favorite player up there, or if you don't see a venue that suits you, give us a shout. Send us an email, just give us a call, and we'll see what we can do to set it up for you and give you an opportunity to be on the bag and find out what it's like.
Very nice. Awesome. Well, Russ, we really look forward to seeing you on Monday at Augusta for the Caddy Bash, and then the whole week there is a special week for a lot of reasons at Augusta, the week of the Masters coming up. So best of luck in the future and continued success with Caddy for a Cure. Thanks so much for being with us, Russ.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Frank and Tim, really.
Thanks, Russ. See you soon, right, pal.
Take care. Caddy for a Cure, yeah, they do some great things. Great.
Yeah, they do.
And it's a great experience. It's not like it's torturous. It's a lot of fun. I mean, people have a great time. You get inside the ropes, and for golf fans, there's no better day than being inside the ropes. And if you have to carry a bag and hand it to a guy, and by the way, they don't expect you to know everything, so you don't have to worry about that. Just have a good time and enjoy it. And the golfer pretty much knows what clubs he's going to hit and everything else, so you don't have to think, oh, I can't do it, I'm going to blow it for him.
No. Here, I know exactly. If I were on, let's say, of course, Graham's a friend. So if I were on Graham's bag, and he pulls a 7-iron, I'd say, no, put that back. It's a six.
yeah.
And go see ahead. What he'd do. He'd take that 7-iron and wrap it around me.
but all you need to know is when he's on the green, just hand him a putter.
Yeah, and like, shut up.
Got that covered. Yeah, got
what,
that
what
covered,
are the three terms that they used to say about caddies? The show up, shut up, and keep
shut
up.
Shut up and keep up.
Yeah. But that's it is pretty much it. It's a different world out there. And,
good fun, though. Good
of course,
fun.
Russ, you know, we talk about today and caddying. Russ was caddying for one of the greatest, and Bernhard Langer. So Russ didn't do too bad himself, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He lives down in a nice part of Florida.
I'm telling you.
He's not in Jacks Beach.
It used to be, it was almost like a part-time kind of job. You know, I mean, you're a caddy, and you kind of did some other things in the off-season, and you do.
Yeah.
And not unlike the golfers themselves. I mean, it was not a high-paying profession if you're talking 60s, 70s, 80s. And then, you know, thanks to Nicklaus, Palmer, and certainly Tiger, it elevated big time, as particular Tiger, that – I mean, caddies are living right next to CEOs. They move into a neighborhood. Guys like, what do you do for a living? Yeah, well, I'm a nuclear scientist. What do you? I carry a golf bag.
Yeah,
really? Nice house. Nice
I carry
job.
A golf bag for Bubba Watson.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Teddy Scott's a good dude. And Sean Foley is a really good dude. Sean Foley did go to school here in Tennessee. His college years were here in Nashville, as a matter of fact. So TSU.
All right.
Yeah. He played on the golf team there. He's probably the most well-groomed instructor out there, if you ever
he
see
He is groomed.
Oh, Sean Foley's hair is always perfect.
Not a hair out of place.
Yep. No.
Every button is buttoned properly. Hey, by the way, we neglected to, but we'll include it right here. We haven't said anything about this week on tour. The Houston Open, Frank, is going to be playing. Yeah. And rain forecast for a lot of this weekend, so we'll see how it goes. It's been raining in Texas, and Houston gets a lot of rain this time of year anyway. But a very, very strong field. We talked about it's the week before the Masters. So they set it up for this golf course in Humboldt, just outside of Houston. They set it up to be as Augusta-like as it can be. And there are some similarities. When you watch it on TV, you'll see the greens are very similar. There's tall pine trees. They try to give it as much of a feel as they can. But you've got Jason Duffner and Keegan Bradley, Tony Finau's playing in it, Ricky Fowler, Jordan, Phil,
Ian
Henrik
Poulter.
Stenson, last year's runner-up. Yeah, so it's a very, very strong field.
Yep.
Jordan Spieth playing in this because, quite honestly, he needs a good warm-up because while he's had some top 20 finishes, Jordan Spieth is not making a living off of top 20 finishes. He wants to be winning tournaments and certainly being in the hunt, and he hasn't really been playing that well in 2018. We'll see if Houston maybe is a good warm-up point for Augusta.
Yeah, sharpen that putter up. He's got to get those putting stats back up to where they were. And that's, I don't know the answer to that. If I did, I'd be making $1 million a year as an instructor.
But
Brad Faxon needs to sneak out there and just whisper through the pine trees to him.
It's a very strong field. I mean, so it's going to be a lot of really good golfers. Well, and sometimes a guy wins and sneaks into Augusta when he started the week without having any invitation.
That's what I was about to say. I mean, that's what makes the Houston Open exciting, outside of the fact that the Houston Golf Association does so much. And Steve Elkington, who's we're now partnered with SecretGolf.com, Steve Elkington's doing his show there, but he works with the Houston Golf Association, and they're over 100,000 kids they support for the game of golf. So this golf tournament is very, very important, but last but not least, it's exciting from the standpoint that I want to see someone who's not in the Masters win this, because it's an automatic invitation. And it's happened year after year. Maybe Russell Knox. We're pulling for Russell Knox a little bit, since we're friends with Diane, his sister, and she's part of Secret Golf also and does a great podcast. So,
we'll see what happens.
It's going to be fun. You're not going to go down there, though, are you?
Should be a little soggy. Well, I've got my brother in town from Chicago.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm spending time with him and his family.
Did you lock up the silverware and stuff, you know, while he's visiting?
He's actually, my brother's a high school golf coach.
Is he really?
Up in a Chicago suburb. Yes, he is.
Wow,
it's cool. A high school that he and I both attended 100 years
ago. What happened to you?
And he's their golf coach. So,
what happened to your game?
I have no idea. Yeah. We're going to get out there and play a little bit while the guys are down in Houston playing in their tournament.
Hey,
so we'll have our own little Houston Open.
I'm going to give a plug you don't know about, but I want to give a plug outside of Prime Sport. Thank you very much. PrimeSport.com. Go there for all of your hospitality, ticketing, and just fun needs. PrimeSport.com is the place to go, and we'll see you at the Northwood Club. But I want to give a shout-out because they have some new clubs they just came out with that are forged, and they took a name back from the old days of the Ben Hogan Company called the Ben Hogan Edge. Now, I know you're tight with those guys because you play their sticks. So you're going to get a new set of edges?
I don't know. I don't know if I haven't hit them. I gotta see if those are the ones that I would like to hit or not. You know,
you
I talked right through your. Oh no, I talked right through it. Yeah,
my Christmas song.
Yes.
No, they look good. They look good.
You being the guy who just got brand new Titleist clubs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I love them. Yeah. I love my Titleist clubs. I really do. And I have a new Tour Edge driver they sent me that, let me tell you something, that driver's hot.
Really?
It's hot. And Roger's not going to get to borrow it when he comes to town to visit me. Last time he came to town, he borrowed my vertical groove driver that had never been hit, still in the pretty box, and beat me by one stroke because of his drive on 18, and I put it in the bunker.
So, that's just not right.
No, it isn't. Don't borrow my clubs and beat me with them.
What's that all about?
It's like handing a thief a weapon and say, oh, by the way, here's some extra ammo. I mean, come on.
So he won't get his hands on this one, you're saying?
Not no, but hell no.
No.
Not at all.
Good deal.
Anyway, well, it was great having Russ on. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
He's a buddy, and, you know, if you can
do it. We'll be talking a lot more to him at Augusta, too. He'll be there the entire week, and at least once, probably a few times, that he'll be on with us, because we'll be on that entire week. So it's a fun-filled week.
Every day.
With Tim and Frank, yeah. Every day and every day. So
and Steve Elkington will be on the show with me there in person. So, and he's there, of course, in Houston right now at the Houston Open. He lives there in Houston, but he does
Houston?
A lot.
Played at the University of Houston? Yeah.
He played on that shabby team at the University of Houston that won two national championships and...
I believe 3 out of 4 years they won
yeah.
two. I
yeah,
think they skipped
much.
One, and then they won another one because they got mad that they didn't win 4 in a row.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he played with some pretty good guys.
Well, he was pretty good himself. If you look
not
at Elk,
bad.
I mean, what, 10, yeah. 10 PGA Tour victories, a PGA championship as a major, and he won two players' championships. And those, you know, those are hard to win, especially in the days when it was played in March, and which is going back to this next year. But when it was played in March in that Jacksonville or Ponte Vedra weather, if you will, it was tough. And that course is easier right now than it was back then. I'll be honest with you. It just is.
Yeah. We look forward to it. I mean, it's going to be a great week at Augusta. So
it is. I can't wait.
All right, Frankie. Well, we're about done here. So spin some music there.
What?
Do your Wolfman Jack impression.
I like this song.
Okay, well, it's a good thing. It's the only one we got. It's the only one we got.
Get us out of here.
Hey, we'd like to thank Russ Holden with Caddy for a Cure for being with us. Again, check them out at their website, Caddy with a Y, caddyforacure.com, doing a lot of great things. We'll talk to him more the week of Augusta as well, the week of the Masters. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thank you, each and every one of you, for being with us. We love our listeners, and please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.